Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Texas takes center stage for the presidential campaigns, focusing on immigration and reproductive rights. Chris Fox reports from Austin.
Flanked by signs that read, "Deport illegals now and end migrant crime," former President Donald Trump continued his attacks on Vice President Harris, referring to her as a failed border czar.
I don't know how you can run for the president of the United States and allow people to pour into our country. And we're talking about seriously criminal people. We're like a garbage can for the rest of the world.
Harris in Houston hosting a rally with Beyonce and Willie Nelson tonight. They're campaigning for Texas Senator Ted Cruz's Democratic opponent, Colin Allred. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Federal investigators believe China-backed hackers have been spying on the campaigns and may have hacked the phones of Trump and his running mate. President Biden was in Arizona today, where he apologized to Native Americans for a federally run boarding school program that separated children from their parents many years ago.
Lost generations, culture, and language. Lost trust. It's horribly, horribly wrong. It's a sin on our soul.
The CDC says there have been more cases of E. coli linked to McDonald's. Reporter Christopher Cruz has that.
The outbreak linked to onions on McDonald's Quarter Pounders has sickened at least 75 people in 13 states, most of them across the Midwest and the West. The CDC says one person has died and some have been hospitalized. Burger King, KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell have all pulled raw onions from their menus as a precaution.
Americans are apparently in a buying mood heading into the holidays. Jim Christensen Sula has that story.
U.S. consumers plan to spend an average of just over $1,000 on Christmas or other holiday gifts this year. That's according to a new Gallup poll. That's about $100 more than last year. The National Retail Federation says holiday sales have increased an average of about 4% yearly over the past 18 years.
Grateful Dead co-founder and bassist Phil Lesh has died. He co-wrote Box of Rain. Stones, Anthony DeCurtis.
Beautifully within that group and all of its improvisations. So, yeah, this is a genuine loss of a real figure who played a role in one of the most important groups in the history of rock and roll.
Lesh was 84 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial still on a losing streak, off today 259 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3-ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy. And that's what our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome. Physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Currently 51 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
That's me. Welcome back, everybody. It is we are starting hour number two of Nightlight this Friday edition, broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay, which we just found has a cemetery under Washington Street here, which has Conrad ready to take a powder. Which
I'm about to leave.
In a while. So that was always, it's always fun to talk to Frank. We'll get to your texts shortly, but our question tonight is, what is your favorite spinoff? And we've had some really good answers, and we'll read these in just a bit. But right now, we're going to keep Freaky Friday going. So we're going to transition from Frank Anderson to our new friend who was nice enough to come into the studio tonight. She is your favorite. She's our favorite, Goth Consonite, and you can see her on the stream if you're watching. Taylor Nicole is here. Hi, Taylor. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
This is great, and thank you for coming in. So I know you don't live in Green Bay. How did this work out that we're lucky enough to get you to come into the studio?
So this is a little crazy, but if anyone knows me on a personal level, I have like multiple little side jobs on top of being like a content creator online. And one of them is I bartend in Green Bay. So I ended up being in town the weekend for a couple bartending shifts. So it worked out really well. I usually, my home base is Milwaukee, but I get to come into Green Bay bartend for a couple shifts and visit family. So
very nice. Do you want to give a plug or where you're doing your mixology or?
Oh yeah. So I'm at Badger State like a couple times a month, Badger State Brewing by Lambeau Field. I love them to pieces. It's like my favorite job I've ever had. It's not many other jobs I would commute 2 hours for.
That's incredible. Yeah. You must be a very loyal employee.
Yeah. They're fun. It's a good time there. So.
Okay, so let's jump right in. You have you just said you're a content creator. You're very active on social media. I'm envious. I've been on Twitter for 12 years, and I don't want to brag, but I have over 300 followers,
ooh.
Taylor. I could probably take a lesson from you. You've got tons of followers over various platforms. Do they all follow you because of the goth persona or because of the content you create or a mixture of both?
So it's a mixture of a lot of things. Much like how I just said, I have a lot of jobs outside of content creation. Even my content creation has a lot of different facets. Obviously, I kind of blew up with the paranormal stuff, which I know we'll talk about later. But the paranormal Wisconsin stuff was a big deal. I think the overall goth aesthetic was like very exciting to people from rural Wisconsin because this isn't really a popular look in this area or a lot of rural communities. Right. And then two, I talk about Wisconsin culture and people find that really fascinating. And I'm really involved in a lot of different music subcultures. So I really am like a smorgasbord of content.
Do you sleep?
No, not much.
That adds to the mystique, the goth girl. Our favorite goth girl who doesn't sleep and is always awake and doing these fun, cool things.
Just kind of a creature of the night. That's why bartending goes so well for me, too.
So I want to ask you, before we get into the scary stuff, I was just kind of combing through your socials and I saw you did a review. And I see you do this occasionally, which I think is great. The Quick Trip blueberry potato chip. You did a review of that.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or down? Where did we land on that?
I didn't love it. So I don't know how much you skimmed into my content, but I've eaten some weird food. I'm like known for eating bugs at the state fair. I've like tried it all. The blueberry chips were just like really underwhelming. They weren't bad. I wouldn't get them again.
It's an odd combination.
Yeah.
I'd almost go baked potato before I'd go blueberry on a chip.
I love a sweet and salty combination. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like a maple bacon chip could probably be like really, really good. But
maple bacon, anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I heard, who do we have on the show recently, Conrad, that said there was some kind of whiskey and cheese curd fest and they made a maple bacon bourbon?
Ooh.
And I'm like,
I don't know about that. That might be too much.
Too much goodness? Too much deliciousness?
Perhaps.
All right, so help those of us who kind of know what goth means, but also don't really have a lot of experience with it. What is the goth persona, if you would?
So I think for me, goth goes a lot into like the music that I listen to, the media I consume. Like I'm very into horror movies. I have a hard time watching them because I get really anxious, but I still love watching them when I can and stuff. And so going into music and, like I said, just the media you consume and then kind of the aesthetic as well. It's not the most important part of it, but it is a big piece of it for sure. So,
okay. And how did you come up with this this online or social media persona, your favorite goth consonite? It's a great combination of the words, but where did that come from?
So I've always been kind of an alternative person. Like even growing up, this has always just kind of been my aesthetic. Now it's just much more refined as I've gotten like older and stuff. But Goth Sconson came from during the pandemic. I was laid off from my bartending job for like a month and I was just bored and didn't really know what to do with my time. So I started making TikToks and I noticed really quick that people really liked that I was like an alternative person from Wisconsin. So I was like, I can feel that I got the ball rolling. How do I get this to be something I'm interested in? And that's what turned into me talking about paranormal Wisconsin stuff. Yeah. And then it just spiraled out of control in the best way.
Oh,
so
that's so cool. Well, let's jump into the paranormal. Is Wisconsin a paranormal state by reputation, do you think, more so than other states? Do we have more creepy stuff here?
Okay, so I have like gone out of my way to make a case for, I think Wisconsin should be considered one of like top three most haunted states in the country.
No kidding.
And I have story after story to back it up. Obviously, if you believe in it or not, you know, up to you. I respect skepticism.
But the stories are fun. Yeah, I'm a skeptic, but I love the stories.
I'm even more skeptical than I think a lot of people would like to believe. Like, I'm honestly more on the skeptic side than anything, but I just think they're fun and fascinating. Yeah, totally. And Wisconsin has so many, like, nutty stories. A lot of times you hear cases about, like, oh, a woman was haunting the halls in a white dress, like very cliche stuff.
Right.
Wisconsin has very specific, just very unique stories that I love consuming, and I don't think people realize how many there are.
Do you have a good one for us? I know that you've told one before, the portal. Wisconsin has a portal to hell.
Yeah.
Which scared the living daylight. Just hearing that. I was like, I hope I haven't been there accidentally or, you know,
whatever. No, I think
like,
you would know.
Okay. Tell us that one.
So the Mirabel Cave system that is like kind of right outside of Manitowoc, there used to be this very grand hotel there. And now it's sort of decayed. It's in ruin. Like you can't visit. It's private property. I should disclose that.
But it's still there?
It's still there.
Oh, wow.
Goth Sconson does not endorse going onto the property. I've heard you can get in a bit of trouble for it, but there is this big, from what I can tell from pictures, there's this large well in front of this supposed haunted hotel, and the well itself is an alleged portal to hell where demons can come in and out of. So
okay, that's checking a lot of boxes. Old, deserted, well, demon, like, are they supposed to take people to hell or do they just come and go? And what do they do when they're here?
I think
are they consumers?
Yeah, I don't know if they're looking for like cheese curds or like
big
a
big savings,
but yeah.
Kohl's cash? I don't know. Like,
Yeah, I've just heard a lot of like paranormal activity happens on the property because of it. So I'm assuming it's just, you know, if you're a believer in that, it's things coming in and out of our world through that alleged portal. I think it's a lot of, if I recall correctly, like the hotel itself is a lot of mysterious lights, mysterious noises, like kind of the typical stuff, you know.
Have you been there?
I have not been to that one. No, that's still on my bucket list. But like I said, you can't walk on the property. So,
yeah. Not that Goth Conson would condone this on any level, but let's say Conrad and I fired up the jalopy and headed down there. Can you get on the property?
You can, but so can the owner. And apparently he'll like come after you.
Oh, really?
So that's its own scary story. I don't know.
Like,
that's
Hell's
what I've heard.
Gatekeeper? Is that?
I guess he just doesn't want people running around. Like I said, I've covered this in a video before, and a lot of comments were like, "Watch out, because the owner will like make a fuss about it." Wow. So,
do you know people that have been there?
No, but there is. I mean, kind of shifting to a little different story, but just kind of up the road. I don't know if you've heard of St. Nazian's.
I mean, the town, or I see the signs when I go back and forth.
Yeah, so they have like a really haunted school there. Okay. And apparently the whole town is cursed. It's one of Wisconsin's like multiple cursed towns.
Really?
But there's like a very notable haunted school there. And I have I'm going to say an undisclosed family member that used to go there in his teenage years and search around, and he has spooky stories from there. And
like, he went into the school.
Yeah.
Well, schools at night are empty schools.
Yeah, empty abandoned school in middle of nowhere, rural Wisconsin.
Right.
He's also one of the biggest skeptics I know, and he claims to have heard like demonic voices when he was there. So
what would you, I mean, just sake of argument, what do you think a demonic voice sounds like? Do they talk? Is it speaking in tongues or like?
I think that could be part of it. I think there's like a couple different ones. When I think of like the stereotypical one, I think of like a low, almost
like something like a lot of Ghostbusters or those gargoyles.
Yeah,
or something.
Okay. Something like that. But then I think one of the scariest things I hear about in like paranormal research is like mimic voices. When you hear a familiar voice, like of a family member or a friend, and then you realize it's like not them, like the demon is quote unquote mimicking. So,
oh my gosh. So what? Okay. All right. So we got St. How do you say that again?
Nazian's.
Nazian's. Every time I drive by, I play that game where I try to figure out how the town is pronounced.
Yeah. It's got a weird spelling.
Well, I live in Marinette. Everybody pronounces it Marionette. So
sure.
Tell us about the Salem. Wisconsin.
Second Salem.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the story that I feel like put me on the map with like my social media stuff.
You know what? Let's wait then. I don't want to interrupt you.
Sure.
If we're going to start this story, I want to hear it all the way through. Okay. Our favorite Goth Consonite. And when you first came on, I just said that because that's your intro. But now you are actually my favorite Goth Consonite. So I'm not lying.
You.
This is all above board. It is great to have Taylor Nicole here telling spooky stories on our last Freaky Friday of the season. We will be right back with more scary stuff. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Oh.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of
it
like.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah. 17 that's years definitely, ago. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday on Night Watch with Pete Schwabba.
All right. Welcome back. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here in just a few minutes talking about bringing us new music, as she does. She's introduced us to a lot of great bands. She will be here at 7:35, and we'll talk to Terry like we do every Friday. Right now, we have a few more minutes with... our favorite goth consonite, Taylor Nicole, is here, and she has quite a following on social media. I'm truly envious. Can I buy some of your followers? How does that work? Do you rent them out?
There was a point where I was like, maybe I can just sell this account. Like, I was getting kind of tired of it, and I was like, I wonder how much someone would pay for this, like, account. Because now I feel like social media, like, large social media accounts are like property. Like, you know, it's like selling real estate. It's crazy.
Absolutely. It's always, and I still have an area code for my cell phone that is not Wisconsin. And people are like, why don't you change? I'm like, it's like a social security number now. Yeah. I'm never getting rid of my cell phone number because that's how people from the past can get a hold of you or find you. It's kind of valuable in a weird way.
No,
right?
It totally is.
All right. So we were talking about Second Salem.
Yes.
And that's here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Please lay it on us.
Well, so this is like Whitewater, Wisconsin. The town of Whitewater, Wisconsin is known as the Second Salem. And shout out to, speaking of bartending, like we were talking about earlier, there's a brewery there called Second Salem that kind of leans into the culture. Oh, but Whitewater, Wisconsin is known as the Second Salem of the United States because of its Wicca and like occult culture and history.
No kidding.
There was a school of spirit. I think America's first ever school of spiritualism started there. It was called the Morris Pratt Institute. Mm. It still runs out of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, but they would hold like seances there and study spiritualism and ghosts and all that. And there's apparently a lot of haunted dorms, a lot of haunted water towers and other buildings. Spooky place.
You think about that, Conrad?
I don't know.
He gets scared more than he's like a total fraidy cat.
I am.
He's shaking in his boots over there.
So he went out and bought boots just so he could shake in them. Have you heard anything about like stuff that has happened there, or do you know someone with a story about Second Salem?
The short answer is yes, because when you cover stuff like this, like I do so often, like I am such a consumer now of like. People will come up to me on the street and be like, I have to tell you about this that happened. I do on like a very personal level. I do have my childhood best friend went to UW-Whitewater, the university there. Sure. And they had an incident where they watched items in their apartment like move across the table and not just like would, you know, fall over like a breeze. Like things would shift across tables and stuff. And they love paranormal stuff as well, but they can also be a skeptic. And that was one of those things where they called and they were like, I have no explanation for this. So,
where do you stand on this stuff? Are you a skeptic? Are you a believer, or do you want to believe but you need proof? Where are you on that scale?
So I've had my proof. Have many you? Times. Yeah, I've had a lot of experiences, like very unexplainable experiences happen to me since I was a child, and that kind of still continue to happen to me. But I do lean on the side of skepticism because I don't want, I want to build a reputable career in the paranormal community, which is already a bit challenging because there's no science behind it. So right. I don't want to be a dramatic diva about things and, sure. and freak out at every little bump and creak in the night. But
so in regard to your experiences, is that kind of what they've been, bumps and creaks in the night? Or is there something, we have about maybe what, Conrad, 3 minutes left?
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, growing up, I grew up in a house that was built by my like ancestors in the late 1800s. And if we're doing like a speed round, I've seen
sorry.
No, it's all good. I totally understand. When I was like 10, I saw the ghost of my great aunt in there. I found out actually now 2 years ago that my cousin who also used to live in that house used to see the same wow. ghostly apparition. And now as of very recent, you can check out my TikTok for more information on this. I think I have a ghost cat following me around.
Ghost cat?
Yes. Now.
That sounds kind of cute actually.
It's not the worst ghost I've encountered, because I've also encountered like poltergeist activity and like some other very just unexplainable stuff. But the ghost cat has been my favorite so far.
That's kind of cool. I hope you'll come back sometime, because I want to tell you what happened to me in Milwaukee at the comedy condo where they used to put the comedians up,
mm-hmm.
and see what you make of that. And just
I'd love to hear
it. Put it out there and see, and we can talk to you more about your experiences too. That's a first, ghost cat. I have not heard that.
First for me too. I named it Fanny the Phantom Cat.
Oh, I love it. So I'm allergic to cats. Would I have issues, do you think, with this?
You tell me. She's probably here.
Oh, dear. Conrad, turn the lights on. So, all right, we have about a minute left. Where are we at here? Yeah, we got about 2 minutes left. So do you have a favorite scary movie? You said you get anxious when you watch them, which I think most of us do. Do you have something you could recommend to people?
Yeah, so, I mean, in that regard, Scream is one of my favorite scary movies because it's so campy that, like, yeah. I could watch that any day of the week and it doesn't, like, freak me out too much. If we're talking about, like, real, like, I want to get scared, Sinister, the film Sinister from, I believe, 2011 or 2012 is so frightening, so spooky.
I have not seen
one of my favorite recommendations.
Huh.
So
you're a fan, though, of the movies, typically.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen The Shining?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to be up to date on the culture, but like I said, with my anxiety and stuff, sometimes I can't get scared. So I'll go on like Wikipedia and read the synopsis of like iconic scary movies just so I can like understand and know.
So, all right. So let's build a bridge here. I want to know where you're at. If you and I were standing outside that place, the portal to hell.
Yeah.
And we knew the guy wasn't there. What would you do? Would you say, come on, Pete, let's go check it out?
Well, yeah.
Wow. And then I'd have to go because I'd feel completely, yeah. If I didn't, I'd feel.
So I am confirming that I would walk into the portal to hell, but I can't watch a scary movie on a regular Wednesday afternoon.
That's why I asked. And here's what I'll do. I'll stand guard while you do that, and I'll run for help if need be.
Perfect.
Which is
perfect.
Almost more brave. I mean, come on, let's be honest, Taylor.
I appreciate it.
This was fun. Thank you very much for being on the show. And please, next time you're in Green Bay, let us know. We'll tell some more of these stories. It doesn't just have to be Halloween. We can talk about the paranormal anytime. I find it fascinating. So
perfect. Thank you so much all for right. having me.
You're welcome. That's Taylor Nicole, our favorite goth consonite. Check her out. Your socials. You want to give a plug where people can follow you?
Yeah, actually. So on TikTok, I am Gothsconson. And then on Twitter, I'm Gothsconson as well. But on Instagram, I'm Corn Salsa. And corn is spelled with a K, like the new metal band.
That's a departure.
So it's a little different.
We got to go look for Gothsconson. I would start there. And you'll get the rest later. Terry Bauer coming up next on a Bar Band Friday.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. CBS News brief. Feds believe China-backed cyber criminals may have attempted to tap into phones or networks used by former President Donald Trump and Senator J.D. Vance. Multiple sources confirmed to CBS News, as well as that individuals tied to the Harris campaign were also targeted. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The breadth and scope of this potential cyber intrusion was not immediately clear, nor what data might have been taken.
Former President Donald Trump in Texas earlier will now rally in Michigan. Vice President Harris will be joined by Beyonce at a rally, where CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us.
Vice President Kamala Harris is also in Texas today, a state her campaign doesn't expect to win, but they're calling it the ground zero of the anti-abortion movement.
Phil Lesh, the oldest member of the Grateful Dead, has died, surrounded by family. No cause of death given. He was 84. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play! Left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the club hand. William Grima, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless, resilient Red with another come-from-behind win.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Hockey fans from Magnus Arena in Denver, Colorado, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the 20th-ranked Badgers open a two-game series against the top-ranked team in the country, the defending national champion Denver Pioneers. Michael Tackett is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Happy to have Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers on their first road trip of the season after opening at home four straight games against Lindenwood and Ohio State and losing three of those four, getting swept by the Buckeyes last weekend to open Big Ten play, 2-1 in overtime and then 2-1 in regulation. Meanwhile, David Carl and the Pioneers off to a 4-0 start after sweeping Northeastern in this building last weekend, 5-2 and 5-2. The weekend before, up in Anchorage to play UAA, 6-2 and 4-1 victories. The Pioneers, defending national champs, they won two of the last three. Wisconsin under head coach Mike Hastings, hoping to get to that point someday. But Paul, you know, you look at the two teams on the ice here, whether it's in Denver or back in Madison, when you see Wisconsin and Denver on the ice together, it just harkens back to the old days of the WCHA, doesn't it?
It sure does, Brian. I mean, Badgers joined the WCHA in 1969, and they were conference mates from then until both teams took off in 2013. Badgers for the Big Ten and Denver for the NCHC, which is obviously worked out very well for them with their couple of championships in recent years. And yeah, I mean, it's great coming back here. The memories flashback, Matthew Ford days when he scores a goal and things don't work out with the referees, and just Badgers with Denver at the Kohl Center in 2008 in the regional first round when the Badgers were under 500 and just whooped up on a number one seed Denver. And then even 1973 championship game, the Badgers beat Denver, who was number one at the time, like they are right now. And you go, George Gwazdecki, a Badger, was their head coach for 20 plus years, or right around 20 years or so. And it's fun to see this. Like, obviously, there's been teams that you've played from the WCHA days since the Big Ten started, and Wisconsin really is the only one that Denver's done that with. If you look back, it's been Notre Dame and Ohio State one game each in the Big Ten. They haven't played really Minnesota. They haven't played those other teams. But Wisconsin, obviously, there's a little something there that teams have wanted to schedule each other.
Yeah, this is the 154th meeting all-time between Wisconsin and Denver. Badgers lead the series, 76 wins, 64 losses, and 13 ties. And they have a winning record here at Magnus Arena, 38-30-6. This is the first time these two teams have met since January of 2019, when Denver went went to Madison and swept the Badgers 6-3 and then 4-3 in overtime. Last time Wisconsin played in this building was back in November of 2016. Badgers were down 5-1, 5-2 at one point, rallied, made it interesting before losing 6-5. The Pioneers 5-0-1 against Wisconsin in the last six games. The last time the Badgers beat the Pios was December 1st of 2012. Jefferson Dahl had the game-winning goal in that one. Speaking of goals, the Badgers haven't scored very many so far during their 1-3 start. Only 7 goals so far this season for Mike Hastings' squad. The top line is producing, but they need others to pick up the pace, don't they?
No question. With Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, and Rylan Mosley, they've got 6 of the 7 goals for the team, and a defenseman has the 7th. So Wisconsin definitely looking for some contributions further down the lineup. And there's guys there that have done it before, for sure. They've proven scorers. Timon Tassi last year, guys from other places like Cody Laskowski, Kyle Kukkonen. There's goal scorers there. Badgers are just kind of waiting to see what happens here. Somebody's got to start step up. Again, there's been plenty of opportunities. Badgers just haven't found the net many times. We saw that last week against Ohio State and even against Lindenwood a little bit.
Yeah. On the flip side, Denver, which is riding a 13-game winning streak dating back to last season, has scored 20 goals in 4 games. So averaging 5 a game, the Badgers 1.8. But if you look at the others' offensive statistics, it's amazing how similar they are, except for the goal-scoring aspect.
It's amazing. I know there's a lot of like statistical analytics these days with different sports, and if you went and looked at that, I mean, the Badgers and Pioneers, it's 37.8 shots to 20.8 for Denver in their games they played. The Badgers have 37 shots and 19.75 against. It's almost identical numbers for shots and games, and obviously the goals are totally different. Face-off percentages, both are great on the face-off circle. Penalty kill's been great. Pioneers have scored a few more power play goals, obviously, because they've scored some more goals, but right. Man, you go down there and you're like, wow, if you didn't know how the team's records were and how many goals scored, you think they're a dead even team right now.
Yeah. Well, here at Magnus Arena, they're expecting a sellout crowd tonight and tomorrow night. They had their largest crowd ever in this building last Saturday when they raised the 2024 National Championship banner. Over 7,000 were here to watch that one, and we're expecting about the same here tonight. The Badgers and the Denver Pioneers, and we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he got to do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
We're at Magnus Arena in Denver, Colorado. The Wisconsin Badgers renew an old rivalry tonight against the Denver Pioneers, top-ranked team in the country and the defending national champs. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us. And what I just said right there, defending national champs, ranked number one. This is quite a challenge you're getting into, isn't it?
Yeah, they're good. They're deep. And, you know, I think what Carl's done and his staff, you have to recognize until somebody knocks them off that perch. They're going to stay there. And, you know, our idea is we've got to come in and establish ourselves. So it's a challenge, but it's one we have to look forward to.
Coaches always say, let's take care of ourselves first. But when you're playing against them, they're averaging 5 goals per game. You mentioned this week they have to play through you, through your team. Can you explain that?
Yeah, if we're going to be successful, if you give, and here's the analogy I'll go with. If you give an average player time and space, they can be good. If you give a good player time and space, they can be great. And the alternative to that is taking away time and space from a good player, you can make them average. Taking away time and space from a great player, you can make them good. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's about time and space. They love to play with pace. They're one of the best support teams that I've seen. And so they've got options. And so if you don't start to eliminate those options coming up the rank, when good players have options, they make plays. So for us, we're going to have to be sound in when we don't have the puck, and then do the opposite to them. Make sure we are in support, be able to hold on to it when we should hold on to it, make a play when we should make a play, and be aggressive in our mindset about trying to take the game towards them.
Your MO as a head coach is having good support. Are you getting there with this team?
We're getting there. It's with the amount of newness and we're getting there. We just need to continue to stay with it, and that I've liked until this point. The guys have continued to get better at it. I thought this week was a step in the right direction, and tonight's going to be a test.
We see the 8 freshmen, too, all of which, whether they've played so far in games or just in practice, they have bought in, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and you know what? That's a group that I think is long in character, and we need the talent to step out. We need some others. We need some of the veterans to step into their role so that these young guys can continue to fulfill what they have done and continue to grow, but do it not with them at the forefront. Being in a support role just because they haven't been in the situations that some of these others have been.
Mike Hastings is with us. Wisconsin getting ready for the Denver Pioneers. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin and Denver coming up here tonight. Face off a little bit after 8 o'clock Central Time. And, you know, Mike, obviously we probably belabored the point during the week about the lack of goal scoring so far. But the effort has been there. The attitude has been there. Now it just comes down to execution.
Yeah, we've got to find a way. I don't care if it's pretty ugly or in between, of getting by a goaltender and playing with a little bit more poise. I think we're a much better team when we get out and get our heads up and skate and try and push the pace. And this team likes to play track meets. And so we're going to have to understand, while we're trying to pursue our increase in offense, we can't create any more offense for Denver through poor puck management, you know, doing things in a different way of getting over to the penalty box, staying as disciplined as we have been up until this point where we're trying to find our offensive game.
Wisconsin, the least penalized team so far in the country. You also mentioned this week that the lines that you put together against Ohio State on Saturday were the most productive, I suppose, as far as an output perspective that you've had so far. So you're going to stay with that lineup that you had last week?
We've tinkered a little bit, but not a tremendous amount. And so we're going to try and, you know, especially being on the road, you know, being a four-line team is one that I think is a little bit harder to match up. And we're going to need, because we are on the road, you know, our fourth is going to get out there against their first. And they're going to get a lot of the matchups that they want. So we'll jockey that a little bit, but at this time of the year, we've got to go play and trying to create a little bit more identity for ourselves.
I'll tell you, the top line that you have on your chart, Rylan Mosley, Gavin Morrissey, and Quinn Finley have produced for you so far. But you, as you mentioned, you'd like some other veterans to pick it up. Christian Fitzgerald, you moved him from center to left wing. He had 6 shots on goal last week against Ohio State and was a little bit more physical. And Simon Tassie looks like he's back to close to full health. I know he's been bothered a little bit with a leg.
Yeah, you know what? Work in progress. And, you know, take a little bit more responsibility off of Fitzgerald's plate defensively, being in a wing position. He skates so well, trying to get him in open ice a little bit more. But I thought his game took a step last week. And then, as you just mentioned, Simon Tassie, I think, is getting healthier as these weeks go on. And he's been fighting through it as you just knew that he would. And hopefully he can break out a little bit this weekend.
Finally, Tommy Scarfone back in goal, and he had a nice back, bounce back game, if you will, last Friday against Ohio State, and we saw what he did at RIT for 4 years.
Right? Yeah, he's going to need to be good tonight. he'll be getting some rubber, and, you know, we've got to do everything we can to support him, but he put together a really good week, so he's getting the nod tonight.
It's Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Denver coming up. More of our pregame show on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Bringing a house
Tulsa Payne.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
How's business?
Good. Are you up to speed with the new beneficial ownership reporting requirements?
Sort of. What's it about?
It's a new initiative to help fight crimes like money laundering, fraud, and drug trafficking. A lot of small businesses like ours just have to report some basic info to the federal government about the real people behind them.
Reporting your company's beneficial ownership information is quick, secure, and free. And it helps protect U.S. national security. Learn more at fincen.gov/BOI.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Another teenager, victim to fake pills bought from social media. This doesn't seem like a drug deal, but it definitely is. Should buying prescription pills be that easy? Many fake pills contain fentanyl, and an amount small enough to fit on the tip of a pencil can be lethal. So listen, before buying pills from social media, think again. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org and go for real. Brought to you by USPTO and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco at Magnus Arena in Denver, Wisconsin, opening up a weekend series against the top-ranked Pioneers. David Carl in his seventh season as head coach, 152 wins, 62 losses, and 16 ties over the last 3 years. The Pioneers are 93-28-4 in the last 6 years, two national championships and three Frozen Fours. A year ago, they went 32-9-3, 14-3-3 at home. They won the NCHC playoff title, averaged almost 5 goals per game. They went through the NCAA tournament, defeated Massachusetts 2-1, Cornell 2-1, Boston University 2-1, and then shut out Boston College 2-0 behind the goaltending of Matt Davis, the former Green Bay Gambler, who stopped 69 of 70 shots in the Frozen Four and was named the most outstanding player. And with his save percentage of .986, that tied the NCAA Frozen Four record set by Ken Dryden of Cornell back in the late 1960s. Davis back in goal for Denver, which lost 7 of its top 10 scorers, including Shea Bouillon, Massimo Rizzo, who at one point we thought maybe would be a Wisconsin Badger, Tristan Brose, Miko Matika, and McCade Webster. They're the second youngest team in the NCAA, but they bring back still plenty of firepower, led by the nation's active number one scorer in senior Jack Devine, who last year was a first-team All-American, had 27 goals and 56 points as a junior, a Hobie Baker finalist. They also have Aiden Thompson, 11 goals and 30 points as a sophomore last year. Sam Harris was a freshman. He scored 14. Rieger Lorenz had 16 goals and 30 points as a sophomore. Their captain is Carter King. He had 15 goals and 34 points. You go on down the line, Paul. They are stacked. They just continue to reload, and they have shown that they are a powerhouse Division I college hockey program.
Yeah, I think they have 30 wins, 3 straight years heading into this one. They've just figured it out, and they've had a great stretch going on. The pandemic was the only year they had 10 wins, but obviously people didn't play a lot that year. Kind of a funky year. They've been such a consistent program. 20 wins, for, I think, for like 22 straight seasons or something crazy like that. They've just got it figured out. David Carl's an unbelievable coach, replaced George Gwazdecki, and these two coaches met in 2022. You mentioned 2022 a couple times.
Yes.
Hastings versus Carl in the national championship game when the Mavericks actually led 1-0 in the third until Denver had 5 in the third.
Right.
The two leading winning percentage coaches in the country right now active, with Hastings at number one at 712 and David Carl at 696. So it's a couple of elite head coaches here, and David Carl has done a great job. He was the youngest coach when he took over Denver however many years ago that was, 10
seven,
years.
Yeah.
And he just has been done an unbelievable job recruiting and done an unbelievable job coaching his team up, and they've won a lot of games.
They have. And I mentioned all the firepower they have up front. They may have the most dynamic player in college hockey in the back end, sophomore defenseman Zeeb Buyum, who had 50 points as a freshman a year ago. He's the 12th overall pick in the 2024 NHL draft by the Minnesota Wild. Wisconsin and Denver. We'll tell you what else is going on in the Big Ten, and then we'll run down the line charts, too, before we drop the puck in about 12 minutes or so. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
For every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can assist us in ending Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. Speaking of the Wisconsin women's hockey team, Badgers up 3-0 second period at home against Bemidji State. Lacey Eden, Layla Edwards, and Kirsten Sims have all scored for the undefeated Cardinal and White. Before we tell you what else is going on in non-conference Big Ten action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Ohio State, the only undefeated team left in the Big Ten. The Buckeyes 3-0-1 after sweeping the Badgers in Madison last weekend. And OSU, with a home-and-home series against Bowling Green, they're playing in Columbus tonight. And the Buckeyes have a 2-1 lead about midway through the third period of play. Aiden Hansen Bucetta has a goal and an assist for OSU. Minnesota playing a home-and-home series against St. Thomas, and the Tommies got on the board first at Mariucci. Liam Malmquist scored, but then the Gophers reeled off seven straight and beat St. Thomas 7-1. Defenseman Sam Renzel scored twice for Minnesota, which is 4-1 this season. Notre Dame has a 3-1 lead in the third period at home against Long Island. Tanner Kelly with a lone goal for Michigan State. Spartans a 1-0 lead at Canisius. That's midway through the third. And Keaton Peters, the go-ahead goal for Penn State in the third period. Nittany Lions lead St. Lawrence 3-2 in Happy Valley. Here it's Wisconsin and Denver. Our UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Sophomore defenseman Zach Scholes still out of the lineup with an upper body injury. He's getting better. He hopes to be back in time for next weekend series at Notre Dame. Healthy scratches tonight. Forwards Owen Mellenbacher and Luke Buss. Defenseman Weston Knox and goaltender Anton Castro. As far as the quick trip lineups tonight, Mike Hastings going with Tommy Scarfone in goal. The 6-foot senior from Montreal played much better in his second game as a Badger than he did in his first. Last Friday against Ohio State, he stopped